This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, big thanks or a big congrats and thanks for listening, and congrats on winning the journey tickets to Jonathan and Dickinson. That's worth the long trip in from Dickinson to go see Journey at the rodeo, I would say.
How far is it out to Dickinson?
Probably about 45 minutes, I think. 45, 50 minutes, something like that. Maybe close to an hour, depending on what time of day you go. 45 can be... 45 going that way. You've lived down that way before, Seth.
Yeah.
It can be tricky.
Oh, yeah. That's further south than, yeah.
It's kind of between, you know, kind of down Galveston way.
Sometimes it's 45 minutes and sometimes it's 2 hours.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I would say worth the trip to go see Journey.
I think my next is I try to live in just about every county in the greater Houston area, area at some point in my life. I'm going to go up north. I want to get myself some acreage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I want to get just build a little, you know. Brandy and I are empty nesters now. Just a little 2-room cabin or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yourself with your hands with logs and everything.
That's a good idea,
yeah.
But probably not. No, that sounds like the kind of thing I would spend about 3 days doing. And be like, "What? This is dumb. I'm gonna have a professional do this."
I admire you getting through 3 days of that. Like 3 seconds.
I can love any kind of physical labor for about 3 days before I'm like, well, this is inefficient. I need somebody that's it's not that I'm lazy, you see, it's just there's people who are better capable of doing this. Yeah,
you know me. I was literally on a walk yesterday and I saw somebody shoveling a hole in their front yard and I'm like, oh, that looks miserable. They're shoveling a little hole. I'm like, I can't do it, man. I outsource everything.
Digging is the one that loses its luster the quickest.
Yeah, that's kind of
you go from being like, whoa, why? I don't need a gym membership when I can just dig ditches. That lasts about 4 shovelfuls. Yeah.
It's now repetitive. Yeah. I've shovels in. All right, let's get to the mock draft injection. Mike Thoman, Texans team president, going to join us in studio here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Joel Klatt, Fox Sports. You a Joel Klatt fan, Seth? Maine color commentator on Fox's college football coverage. On
that. Yeah, he's all right.
He's good. Yeah, I think I like Joel Klatt. I think he does a good job. We'll see how good a job he did mocking guys to the Houston Texans. With the 25th overall pick in the Joel Klatt FoxSports.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Emeka Abuka, wide receiver, Ohio State, who, according to Drew Doherty's mock draft roundup, is the second most mocked guy among respected mockers to the Texans, behind Tyler Booker of Alabama.
And Tyler Booker, it's going to be interesting to see how his draft stock fares over the next few days, because he had a disappointing workout at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler Booker, who at times looked like, oh, there's no way he'll be there at 25, maybe that ends up being a good thing. I'm not as scared off by his workout numbers, especially as a guard, than I might otherwise be. But that's certainly a name to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, here's what Klatt says about Abuka, and then we'll play some audio from some other guys on Abuka. Texans need help for C.J. Stroud. One way to do that is by giving him a player he's familiar with already. Abuka's one of my favorite players in the draft. Now, we should point out, Joel Klatt probably did about 4 or 5 Ohio State games this past season.
Yeah.
He's on the Big Noon Saturday coverage with Gus Johnson, and they do Ohio State games all the time. So he saw a ton of Abuka. The duo were really productive at Ohio State, and Abuka will succeed in the NFL. Will.
Oh.
In italics, Seth. in italics.
Oh, okay. You know that raises my cackles a little bit because I feel like that's a classic thing that a GM would never say about a 25th pick overall.
But
no matter how much you love a guy, you've been burned before.
Yes.
You don't say that he will work out.
He's a worker, a technician with his routes, good with the ball in his hands, fast and sturdy enough to play in the slot. Now, that's interesting. Here's Mel Kiper Jr. on Emeka Ogbuka.
He is the ultimate professional, all business, experience. You can count on him. You talk about quarterbacks, first one in, last one out. Who's the great leader? Who sets the tone? Who does everybody go to for knowledge and information and everything you need to be a great football player? Emeka Ogbuka is that guy.
Yeah, that's the stuff that, honestly, for Kiper, I like that kind of stuff. Because Kiper's not a film study guy. I think he's trying to become more of one, but he's got a lot of connections. And when somebody gushes over the top about how a player is, and especially with the way that D'Amico Ryans analyzes players, I get excited about that aspect of him. And the athleticism isn't as electrifying as a lot of the other guys that we've seen mock to the Texans as a wide receiver. But the professionalism, or at least the elements that lead to professionalism once he becomes a professional, I think that's really going to appeal to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being the dividing line between him and some other guys. Not to say those other guys are bad guys, but this is at a big-time university where which has a history of churning out really good receivers as of late in the NFL. I think that if Ogbuka's there, there's a really, really good chance that's who they go with.
It'll be interesting too, Seth, what they do in free. Any of this draft stuff, we have to account for the fact that we have not seen what they do in free agency, which is going to take place next week. You know, if they haven't gone out and gotten a speed guy as a wide receiver, you know, if they've gone and gotten a couple older technicians, to use Joel Klatt's word, then that amps up, I think, the need to get maybe more of a guy who's a downfield threat.
More of a burner.
Yeah. Like Matthew Golden's from Texas is a guy who they talk about him being able to get open at all three levels of the field, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Ogbuka's a real good player. I'd be happy with it. You know, I think it'd be real solid. I'm sure CJ Stroud would be thrilled with it. Here's Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network on Ogbuka. I think he had Ogbuka mocked to the Texans as well.
You have a cerebral quarterback. Now you have someone who's a cerebral receiver who he has history with, who's just a pro's pro. What did they hit? What did they hit on? They hit on Will Anderson. Pro. Yep. Like, just a pro. CJ Stroud is a pro. Like, yes. You're starting to build that culture. It's the image of D'Amico Ryans. That's who D'Amico Ryans was, just professional in every which way. Great as a player and as a coach. So I love that match there.
Then the other part of it where I always get nervous with this is that it is awesome to have a room full of awesome guys all the time, but at some time you do just need that freakishly great athleticism. That there's a balance there between having freaks and then having good dudes,
right?
And if you start to lean into too much of the good dude side on the highly athletic traits type positions,
yes,
then you're walking in murky waters.
Yes.
There, but I still feel very good about
it. No, you need the occasional guy. We're not talking about you got to bring in criminals or anything like that, but you need the occasional guy who will like an Instagram model's post while he's sitting out a game. That kind of thing. Remember Clowney did that?
Who did? Clowney?
It was Clowney who did that. Yeah. I think it was Clowney. I mean, that's just a little spacey. You know what I mean?
He was sitting up in the suite. It wasn't like he was on the sideline, doing it.
Right.
He was just doing what a guy's going to do. Well, he said there's nothing he can do to help the guys on the sideline at that point.
I tried to tell the people that at the time, too, Seth. It didn't work. They were angry about it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you.
Because of that, though, too, I wonder with Ogbuka, if he's one of the wide receivers that's there at 25, but there's other positions that have more of the first-round type physical traits, I think that the other positions win out. If it's a defensive tackle that's got more of the classic profile, and they look at Ogbuka as a guy that, man, if we would trade up to get him in the second round, early in the second round, maybe that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But he very much seems like a Texans culture. If you want to have more of what the defense has, but on the offensive side of the ball, I think Ogbuka is the kind of guy you want to have.
I think that's the bingo. I think that's the best point of the whole thing. Yep. All right. So that was our mock draft injection for today. Ogbuka to the Houston Texans. All right. Up next, Mike Tolman, Texans team president, is going to join us. He's a few weeks into the job. We'll find out how things are going here. Obviously, a lot of news about the stadium that we'll get to. The team, how's he acclimating, all of that good stuff. And we'll get to know him a little bit. Mike Tolman, Texans team president, joins us in studio next.